I see that being as a very low-cost distribution for both the government and, I guess, Copac and Veritas. So users would definitely love an online version of the draft constitution, which they can easily go through and select specific sections of the draft constitution that would like to check, and so that they make an informed decision come the referendum.
But how many Android users do you think we have in Zimbabwe?
The numbers are not clear. There hasn't been any specific survey on exactly how many smartphone users are in Zimbabwe, but I would imagine that they are very low compared to users of mobile phones that have just feature phones, or those basic mobile phones that sometimes don't even have internet. But recently, the Postal and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe released that Zimbabwe has at least, the estimate was 4 million mobile broadband users. So these are like unique subscriptions by Zimbabweans in the country. So if there are that many subscriptions, these people would at least have a feature phone, which is a phone that has basic access to the internet.